hey, could you make me a balloon sword, and then can you do like a hat for my little brother?
No, it's just snakes.
Yeah, but a sword is like a snake with a handle.
I could do a sword with no hilt.
Okay. Can I get anything else?
Could do you 2 snakes or 3 snakes?
Hey, could I get a fishing rod without the line?
Absolutely, sir. Coming right up.
Thank you very much.
Could I get anything that's round?
If you can tie 2 snakes together?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Can I get a pipe cleaner?
100%, little boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thanks. My dad's a plumber. I'm going to use this and I'm going to pretend I'm
you?
A plumber. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to shove it down the toilet and I'm going to get the toilet really clean and I'm going to make him really proud so
Could
that he
I get
finally.
A meter ruler?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go. Thank you. Thank you.
You enjoy your pipe cleaner. I love making dreams come true. A meter ruler?
Yeah.
Does it have to be exactly a meter?
I don't know how tall that is, so. I just need something that I can say is a meter ruler, but actually if it's shorter than me so I could go on the teacups, I can say, this is a meter, I'm taller than it.
Coming right up.
No one's actually reported the fact that you're not making the models that you're on your sign, and you are referencing the snakes that was the problem with the last town fair.
Look, I feel those snakes should be commemorated in balloon form.
The snakes were not the victim.
Can I have a corn?
A corn?
Yeah, shuck of corn.
Absolutely.
Can I get a shuck of corn as well?
2 corns, my 2 best fellas. There we go.
We're the corn bros.
Corn bros,
yeah.
Now, you two look a wee bit unsteady on your feet there. Will you be able to carry these corns?
It's jaundice. Corn colored.
Yeah. We're liver brothers, too.
Yeah.
We were out of the hospital for one day.
Yeah. We shared a liver in one brief moment in time, yeah.
Now we share an IV drip.
Yeah.
Well, don't be eating these ones, fellas. They're not real corn.
Look, can you give me the uninflated balloons and then maybe your balloon manual and then I can sort me and the hat out?
Looky here, miss. There's only one balloon artist at this fair and that is me. It sounds like you were trying to take a job that I have earned.
I'll pay you for the balloons. I'm not going to pay you for your time, though.
And yet you want the manual?
Yeah, I don't think you're using it.
Look, I have a very clear vision.
Are you with me on that?
I have a clear vision for my art, and I will not deviate from that.
Can I get a sword?
Sword without a handle? Absolutely.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
Hello all, and welcome to Dunbracken's Town Fair, the final event of our winter season. Spring has sprung and we've been hard at work making sure that everything goes well and that Paul doesn't have to be run out of town again. Thank you, and enjoy the fair.
Step right up. Guess who this celebrity under a blanket is? You look like you have an idea.
I recognize. That's a mohawk. That's a mohawk under there, isn't it?
Is it a mohawk or are they just cutting an interesting silhouette?
Oh, were they? They were in a punk band.
Michael Jackson.
No.
Bound to be one of these years.
He wasn't in a punk band.
I didn't say they were in a punk band.
Oh.
You're speculating.
Okay.
You're free to guess.
It's Guy Fieri.
No.
Guy Fieri's spiky hair.
No.
Oh.
All right.
Is it Dynamo?
No.
But it could be.
It could be. It's not.
He could do a trick and then when you lift it up, it's Dynamo. But it doesn't look like it would be Dynamo, but then it's Dynamo. What's Dynamo doing these days?
I don't know.
Is he doing the Dunbracken Fair? I think so.
He could be, but he's not under the blanket. He could be somewhere else. Dynamo could be anywhere.
I won't believe you until I see that it's not Dynamo.
How many cauliflowers have you sold?
Cauliflowers? I could barely sell cabbage this day.
What do you think's the matter?
These youngins, they're just not cooking anymore.
It's all the air fryers, I'm telling you. But you can get a good cauliflower cabbage sort of crepe on the go.
I bought an air fryer. Jesus.
Is it any good?
I'm too afraid to turn it on. I don't understand it.
Did you bring it with you?
Aye.
Oh. You've been carrying it around me. You don't want her in the house to find out, do you?
No.
Is that what's in your backpack there?
Aye. 4.5 litre.
Why haven't you set it down? Take it off your back.
I'm worried.
Let's get a look at it.
We could show the kids what they're missing.
All right, let's get her plugged into the diesel Jenny here.
These, that's two drawers on it.
Aye. 4.5 litre each.
That's a combined total of 9 litres.
Yeah, that's impressive. Where do you put the oil?
It needs oil?
Well, I don't know how else going to fry it.
Oh, Jesus, I'm out of my depth.
It fries it. It's in the title. It fries it with the air around it.
So it's a microwave. That just doesn't... And often...
No, that's radiation.
This is wild stuff.
It's madness. It takes air, and I'm only guessing here, compresses it so hard and sort of beats the food with it and cooks it.
Is this why no one comes to the farmer's market anymore? Just because they're cooking with air? What do they need?
There's no oil. There's no fat. It's just pure air.
So no one wants my chili oil then? I spent 3 days in my shed.
Well, whatever you get up to in your own shed, it's your business.
I infuse my oil with chili.
Let's get the air fryer on the go. I want to see the results. What should we put in it first?
Eggs. My chili oil.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. Crack a few eggs in there. I love a fried egg.
My chili oil.
Well, we could infuse it with your infused chili oil.
Thank you. Thank you.
What would you call it? Huevos Rancheros.
Oh.
I saw that in a film.
Wow. Sounds like a classy film.
It wasn't. It was a porno, but never mind.
The Blood Bandit made out with all the supplies from the first aid tent. If anyone sees them, please do not approach, as they are armed with scalpels and copious amounts of IV bags. It is believed that only one IV bag survived the purge, and it is currently being used by two elderly gentlemen.
Hi, and welcome to the fair. Have you bought a ticket online, or are you looking to buy one right now? We do family passes, or you can buy individual tickets. You can buy your tickets for the fair here, or you can buy them inside, or what do you want?
Just give me I'll take 2 tickets, please.
Okay, that's 2 adults or...
2 kids.
I'm going to need to see some ID.
It's just a fair, like...
Yeah, so you wouldn't mind showing me the ID.
I don't know, if I'm saying I'm 2 kids, it's not your right to say that I can't come in, you know?
Jamie, you were supposed to say we're 1 kid.
Oh, shit.
We're not 2 kids, we're 1 kid.
We want one kid ticket, please, actually.
You look like 2 adults in a trench coat.
What? What are you saying?
We're clearly 2 kids trying to pass as 1 adult.
It's just one of your faces is at eye level with me, the other face is... 6 feet up. And you are quite clearly 2 men in a trench coat. You took one of the costumes that the people in the stilts used.
With 1 basketballer, we were signed by the NBA.
I've got a radio in me fucking coat. It's playing music.
Keep saying we.
Oh, yeah, I'll shoot me talking.
Oh, yeah, Jamie. Excuse me. We're just gonna go over here and have a quick chat, all right?
We've got a sidebar with the
sidebar. I think we fucked it. I don't think we're getting in.
Right, I'm gonna go on top.
Okay,
you get off my shoulders.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything. You do the talking.
Unless I fuck up, then you cut me off.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, should you do the talking and I'll just mime?
That's a good idea.
We can't lose.
All right.
Sir, you didn't button up the trench coat.
What?
Are you talking to another guy over there? Because that's
not us.
The coat's
wide open. I can see both of you.
Can we get 2 tickets, please?
Yeah, you can have 2 tickets.
Okay.
Two kids' tickets.
Two kids' tickets, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
All right, fair enough.
All right, yeah.
Well, we tried.
You're also going to have to leave that lizard at the door.
Say that I can't even bring fucking Larry into the fucking fair?
He's not venomous.
He's normal. Yeah. He's just a little lizard.
Fine, 3 tickets then.
3 tickets.
He's a kid, though. He's a kid.
We have like one rule.
If we put the megaphone up to the conch shell, we can actually hear the sound of the ocean.
What?
You know when you listen to, you go to the beach, you lift the shell and you put it to your ear, you can hear it. But if we put a megaphone up against it, we can hear the sound of the ocean.
You know that the sound is just coming from blood flowing in your ears and then that gets...
No. There's a small ocean inside that conch shell. There's definitely a small ocean inside that conch shell.
No, it's just the conch shell is concave and so it magnifies the sound locally within...
No.
Area of your ear.
No, that sounds ridiculous. That sounds way too far-fetched. It's definitely a small ocean inside the shell. You hold the megaphone, I'll hold the shell, we'll see. I guarantee you're going to hear the sound of an ocean. You're going to hear the sound of something, yeah.
Brilliant arguments from both. Guys, you decide. True or false, is there an ocean in the conch shell?
What do you want to do, Corn Brother? We've got 1 hour before this IV drip runs out. We gotta make use of it.
It's really good having the wheels on the IV drip.
It definitely gets stuck in the grass and the mud a little bit, but we can just... I can lift it for a while.
Whoever organized the fair didn't do a good job of making the ground flat for us Corn Brothers.
It's bad for the Corn Brothers. It's bad for...
Oh, what's that stall over there?
Oh, it's yellow like us. Let's go. Slowly.
Do you want me to take the brunch?
You can carry it for a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, fellas, what can I get you?
What is this?
What have
custard.
We got? Custard.
Custard.
Artisanal custard.
What does that mean?
Artisanal?
Why?
It only exists for the fair. It's a very exclusive thing.
Yellow fair custard.
I don't think we deserve this.
But do we deserve it? I just to... ask you the question, do we not deserve everything yellow while we still can?
You're right, our life is short.
We'll take one.
One.
We'll share it.
One.
One bowl?
One custard.
Put it in the bag.
Sure. Pass it over.
In the IV bag, yeah.
Yeah.
Right to the top, do you need any air left in this?
No. In fact, no air bubbles, please.
Please make sure there's no air bubbles.
Yeah.
We shared an air bubble last week and it wasn't good.
If there's two bubbles, we're both done. If there's one of us will survive for a bit longer.
Cash your card today.
Run! Oh. Run!
Get away!
Oh, no, we're stuck in the mud. Yeah, lift it! Lift it! Get away from us!
No, I'm down.
Oh, no. You're stuck in the mud.
I need...
Somebody help.
Has anybody got any corn? I need corn.
Hey, those guys stole my custard.
We didn't. They put it in before us.
I need corn.
Where's the corn? Corn boy.
Corn boy.
Corn boy. No. I'll find help.
Richard... I think this is it for me.
Don't talk like that.
No.
Timothy.
No, Richard.
If you go, I go. We need a deal.
I'm taking the IV drip out of my arm.
Don't you do this.
Use the double power of the full IV drip and put it into you.
Timothy,
and you can maybe go and get some corn for
Timothy,
your last meal.
I don't have a life without you. I'm going to go get corn. And if you're dead when I come back, I'm going to shove it straight down your gullet.
It might bring me back, Richard.
It might bring you back. Don't die while I'm gone.
I'll try not
to. We said we'd look into each other's eyes at the final moment, so you have to hold on.
Oh, okay, I'm going to keep going.
I'm getting you that corn, brother. You take the IV drip.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you need
I can
the
make
energy.
It. No,
Richard.
No, I'm going.
No.
I'm going.
Right, let's get this open and get these eggs on the go. Get these bad boys ran.
Oh, sorry, I have to run to my van to get the chili oil.
Why aren't you selling it?
Because no one wanted it for days.
Get it on the blackboard.
Yeah, it's a smart idea. I didn't even think of that. No one wanted it for a while. No, usually
What's
I just...
What's on your blackboard?
Florets, spinach, and then that's it.
Ask for prices?
The chalk is so
People
small.
People aren't going to ask for prices for florets.
No.
Come on now. So I'm supposed to label every floret. Do you know how many florets are there? Because I don't.
Get an overall price for the florets. You're not pricing them individually. That would be madness. It would be madness more to ask for prices on each individual one.
Wild. That's what I've always done. It's what I'm always going to do. You know what? I'll sell my stuff how I want to.
How much for the big one?
The big one. 88 pennies.
How much for the slightly smaller one?
So if that's 88 pennies, there's a... we'll go with 64.
I'll take the small one, this.
What? Why are you shaking my hand? Why are you shaking your head?
But like, this is madness. You were saying there, we'll sell her, we want to sell, you sell her, you want to sell. Yeah. Is it how you want to do it now?
Well, if yous are going to give me guff about how I'm selling, yeah.
I just want you to improve. I just want you to make a success of your life.
That's actually a good sentiment.
We're not just a collection of farmers, we're a farmer's market.
You know what, I'm sorry. I've maybe been a little bit brash because I spent 3 days in my shed with no human contact, so...
Also, if you don't put your stock out, people aren't going to buy it either, which is the other issue.
Where are the florets?
In the back of the van.
Take them out of the fucking van.
If they ask for the prices, then I can go and get the florets. I have two here on display, the big one and the slightly smaller one.
So I can't buy those ones?
No, they're my sample ones.
They're display models?
They're display models. So if you wanted that one, I would go into the back of the van, hunt through about 4 boxes worth to find one that approximates that floret.
Do you reprice it?
No.
You're telling me you're going to price up a floret and I might get less than what I asked for?
It's a jungle out here in the market. That's how we do. What?
Bad stuff. This isn't a system you can live or work by.
Well, that's what my wife and my family keep saying to me.
Well, listen to them.
I don't know. I've been the one farming market for quite a while.
He does have the longest tenure.
That's what I've heard.
She's a beauty, isn't she?
I can't believe it's here.
15 hands and 2 inches. Fetlocks on her. Never seen fetlocks like it.
It's literally blowing my mind.
Can you call her a she, please? Like, you know, give her a bit of respect.
Sorry, I just think it's so immense in my mind right now. I can't even put it down there, thing.
I appreciate that. Okay. But you'll grow into it.
Are you guys still speaking about the clock?
No.
No?
No.
Sorry, that does look a little bit like a clock.
It's a door cut in two.
That's not a hand.
Usually going to find a horse between doors that are cut in two.
Sorry, your horse just has one face.
Are you going to say hi to her?
Hello, clock.
No, Crystal. She's a horse.
Hello.
Crystal.
Clock.
Crystal.
Clock.
That's the noise it makes.
Hello.
Admire her fetlocks, please.
Crystal?
Crystal, yes.
Yes.
Good.
Lovely name for a clock.
No, she's a horse.
Oh, sorry.
Say hello, Crystal.
Oh, like the animal.
Yes.
Sorry,
look
I thought your clock was called horse.
No. Look in front of you.
Yes.
Do you see that she has eyes?
I see.
And her forelock. It's a beautiful forelock.
I see a second hand.
Oh, no, she's 15 hands.
And a minute hand?
No, she's 15 hands. That's her height.
I'm really sorry.
No.
Clock?
No. this is Crystal.
Crystal, the clock?
No.
Brilliant arguments from both. Guys, you decide. Is it a clock or is it a horse? Winner takes all.
How much are tickets?
Are you looking just for yourself, or...?
I want to know how much tickets are.
Okay, it's $10.95 for an adult, $8.95 for a kid, and a family pass is $31.50.
Okay, so I'm just going to take a little walk around first, and then I'll come back and I'll let you know
inside.
Whether or not... Yeah.
No.
I want to try before I buy.
No, you can't do that.
You barely advertised what's in the fair.
It's...
A lot of the Instagram said
fans.
To be announced.
That's not my responsibility. I'm just selling the tickets. It's a chaining thing. You can see it's a typical fair stuff. We've got Ferris rides.
Let me see.
No.
Yeah, you've got something to hide. I don't want to pay $10.95.
We've got a celebrity on a blanket, I believe.
Who is it?
You're meant to guess.
That sounds like someone who doesn't know who the celebrity under the blanket is.
I don't know who the celebrity under the blanket is.
Probably not even a celebrity.
I mean, that might be the case. I don't know.
How
about this? You buy the tickets. If you're unsatisfied, you can get a refund.
Give me 5 minutes to walk around.
You're not going to come back.
I might.
Give me one of your shoes.
Sorry, you want one of my shoes.
That way you come back.
You're hosting this in a muddy field.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can do without shoes for about 5 minutes. After that, you're going to want your shoe back.
I will want my shoe to walk around. What if I go in and it's the muddiest part? Typically, the entrance of a fair, especially in a field, is going to be the muddiest part.
Oh, 100%. But you're going to have to give me something to make sure you come back. How about your car keys?
I walked.
Well, you're going to have to give me something.
I can't give you my shoes.
Your phone? You can give me your phone.
I need that.
You can do it without your phone for 5 minutes.
I really do need to document some things.
But you're not willing to buy a ticket.
I'm currently in the middle of sending a voice note.
Am I in your voice note? I didn't consent to that.
Well, I didn't.
You're going to have to re-record that.
Well, okay, I'll do that whenever I'm doing a walk around of the fair.
Look,
I didn't pause it because I thought we were just going to have a brief encounter where I was like, let me in for 5 minutes and then I'll come back, because then in that time, I'll finish out my voice note then come back to you. I didn't think this was going to be a whole scale.
I'm sorry, Jessica, if you're still listening to this,
I will get back. Sorry?
I give plenty of reasonable suggestions. Do you have a counteroffer? That's not just you go in.
I really don't want to have to give you my shirt.
I don't want your shirt.
Then I don't want to give you my trousers.
Okay, you need to be... You can't expose yourself inside the fair.
Will you take this hat? Hey, kid, give me your hat.
Oh, it's my hat.
I need it. I'll give it back in 5 minutes.
No!
I'll give it back in
I'm
5 minutes.
I'm seeing you steal this hat off a kid. I need something of yours that you would want to recollect.
I want my hat back.
Well, I can't give you my time because I'm about to use my time. I want my time back. I want my time back from this conversation, frankly.
My hat. Can I go inside the fair and have a look around?
No one can get in for free.
I need to give this hat into Lost and Found inside the fair.
It belongs to the kid. And the Lost and Found is outside the fair this year for exactly that reason.
Look, yes. Final offer.
Okay.
You're not going to take the kid's hat.
No, I'm not going to take something.
You're not going to take my shirt. You're not going to take my trousers.
Yes.
We can't physically give time because we've already lost so much time. If I give you a financial deposit while I'm in the fair for 5 minutes.
If you give me a financial deposit of $10.95.
Oh, no. That's dirty play. I don't like that at all.
I've told you, you can get a refund.
You want my
if
money? You want me to pay for a ticket? That's not what I'm suggesting.
What I'm saying is you can get a refund within the first 5 minutes. You know, at an airport where you can park for like very briefly? We have that kind of policy here. You can go in real quick, have a look around. If you say, this isn't for me, you can get your ticket back.
But then it gets so expensive so quickly.
That's why
you don't get out in 3 minutes and then suddenly it's 50 quid.
You have
quid.
To make the call pretty much immediately.
Hey, John?
Yes, yes, what is it? What is it? Do you want to take over?
No, I just... Do you think that people go to airports and are like... Sorry, no, this isn't what I expected. And just drive away?
No, it's a drop-off area where you can drop someone off and you only have like 5 minutes before they charge you for parking. Okay?
Okay, sorry, yeah.
Happy now? You happy with my comparison?
Do you want me to do
better comparisons?
No, that works.
Can I deal with this guy? Hey, will you let me in for like a few minutes just to have a look around, see if there's any capybaras in there?
Don't you fuck me over, David.
No.
David, come on.
There's a capybara in there.
There is.
What?
Yeah.
It's just wandering about.
Well, how am I supposed... I need to see it with my own eyes before I commit to the capybara.
Fuck, do they let capybaras in without a fucking lizard? What the fuck?
They're not poisonous.
Hello.
Hello.
Free for pensioners, right?
No. No, you old hag. Pay for an adult ticket.
I don't...
I am at the end of my... I'm sorry, I need to count down again.
Fair and square judgments. Roll right up. Tell me problems that you have and I'll give you a legally binding judgment.
Should I part my hair to the left or the right?
What sort of crime do you think that is, sir?
I just want a judgment call.
Oh, okay.
Left or right?
Oh, I don't think that's going to do anything for your balding, sir.
I'm not asking whether it will do anything for balding. I just want to know what the right answer is.
The right answer is book a flight to Turkey. That's the right answer.
It seems like a fair or judgment. It is a judgment. It's not fair.
All right, well, it looks okay.
Okay, hold on. Like this? Or like that?
I would just shave it. There's a tent on down there that has razors. He's not qualified, but he'll do an okay job.
Buddy, you got your judgment. Move along. We're all here to be judged.
I'm going to appeal this.
Oh, take it to the county court, you puck.
Hey, so I was called a soy boy, but I'm allergic to soy.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a judgment?
What's the crime? What?
He was
meanness?
Yeah, is he right?
Yeah, he was mean.
No, but like, is he right? Because am I a soy boy even though I can't have it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
I...
Shit.
No,
say no more.
Sorry, I was anticipating...
Sorry, you're right.
Bigger cases.
Oh, no, you're right.
Why is no one taking me seriously?
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right.
I was wondering, should I give up my Duolingo streak? I'm 800 days in. Really?
What language is it?
Japanese.
I guess that's valuable. Are you planning
Keep
a holiday?
Doing it?
Are you planning a holiday?
Am I in a prison with the Isle forever?
I don't...
This was the one thing I was coming to at this fair. I thought this would be my way out of the language hell.
Look, the chip and fish stand was already taken. I wanted to do that. All they had was the fair and square judgments.
Give me fair and square judgment. Do I need to keep learning?
Do you know anyone Japanese? Are you going on
no.
a holiday?
No. I opened the app and it said choose a language. And I chose one, but I didn't know that meant I had to learn it every day.
Break the streak.
Thank you. I've already done today's lesson, though.
Okay, well, you can sleep on it.
Okay.
You made it to 800. That's good. Call it a day. Maybe. I'm sorry. I don't... I have my own batter recipe.
A snake wrangler from Greg's List has been spotted around the outskirts of town. If anyone sees a man covered in snakes, please let Paul know immediately.
Hello! I need 2 corn stats! Give me 2 corns!
Now, you gotta guess the weight of this pig if you want the corn.
No, just tell it to stop eating the corn. I just need 2 of them, please. Somebody's
dying. You just
need
to be right at the time of the way.
It's his final wish. When do we find out?
I know how much the pig weighs. You just gotta guess the right number.
6
You gotta buy a ticket.
Fine. 6 stone.
No, obviously not.
Okay.
Get it together. It's massive.
Okay.
Look at it.
I have
the
so
floor
little energy.
It has bent. It's not gonna survive
the
day.
So it doesn't need the corn. Give me the corn that it's not
stone.
Eating.
What
it's
are
turned
you
its
doing?
Nose up at the corn. Give me the corn. I'm taking it. I got a shuck. I'm coming,
now,
corn brother.
You bring that right back or I'm gonna take that off you.
You can't catch me.
All right, I'm hopping over the stall. I caught you.
Oh, no, you don't understand. A man's death is at hand.
You don't understand. If this pig doesn't get his corn, I'm next.
Chip and fish shop. Take a chip, kill a fish. Go on, throw this chip at that fish. Win it, take it home.
Can I drop a fish and kill a chip?
No, that's not how it works. You see these poker chips? You take one of these and you throw it like you're skimming rocks, except it needs to go under the water.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, and if you kill it, you get to take it home. If you only paralyze it, it goes to a tribunal.
Yeah, rumor has it Michael Jackson's under the blanket.
You serious?
I didn't believe it. I was like, has he not been dead for like quite some time?
Holy shit, man.
I didn't believe it initially, but I heard like...
Michael Jackson's under Bracken?
I heard him like humming that tune, you know... Like, I heard that coming
just
from the
like
blanket.
Him.
Yeah!
Oh my God. Was that your impression of him or was that you just doing Michael Jackson?
That was my impression of him and... What I would say, the time that he suffered horrible burns, he did cover himself quite a bit. So, there's
so
a good chance he would
have
kept a blanket
fair.
On. Yeah. I think he would have covered himself up.
Now, are we sure that it's Michael Jackson and there hasn't been some confusion that it is, in fact, Blanket Jackson?
Blanket Jackson?
Oh, the one.
Blanket.
The one that he held over the. Yeah. The child Jackson.
That kid was called Blanket?
Yeah.
Referred to by the media as Blanket.
There he is.
Because he tried to smother him.
Slime!
Hey, you! Buy the slime!
Get our slime!
I want to go home and we've got so much slime.
We've got so much slime. He's got lead-based. I've got non-lead-based. You can get whatever slime
you
want.
You can eat either.
Yeah, you can eat them both. Mine's is not really sticky. His is pretty globular. Get your slime.
Yeah, you can mix them in a big bucket. You get medium-level lead with the right consistency.
Yeah.
It's office-made.
Great for kids.
Great for kids, presumably.
I want some slime.
Can I have some slime?
Have you got cash?
Yeah, my mummy gave me, she gave me £5. So she said I can buy whatever I want at the market.
Lead-based or non-lead-based?
What's better? What?
Personally, I prefer the lead-based.
I prefer the non-lead-based, but the lead-based has a more stronger globular consistency, whereas the non-lead-based is more of just a weird water.
I have to ask you, are you going to eat this?
No.
Okay.
Then it's fine.
Great.
Yeah.
We asked the question we were told to ask.
But if I had...
No, we don't want to hear any further
questions.
No,
hold on. I would like to hear what it is going.
If I had like a silly friend and he was like a big slime eater and he accidentally ate the slime, would he be okay or would he be...
Is a silly friend? Is he a wimp? Is he some sort of pushover?
I don't know.
Is he a feast like Dave?
Yeah. Is he
like, he going to steal your...
Yeah.
Wow. We don't like.
No, I shouldn't eat it, Dan, because people with poor moral fiber will die instantly from this. Like Dave. Goddamn.
But
lead poisoning.
Yeah.
If I ate it, I'd be okay because I've got good moral fiber.
Sounds like it, kid.
Your words, not mine.
Okay.
Could everyone keep their eyes out for the petting zoo's capybara? It seems to have gone missing, and although it is very, very cute, we would like to find it before the end of the day. Please do not feed it, take it home, give it a new name, give it a new identity, or get it a job. Capybara? Capybara. How do you pronounce that, Tim? Tim, how do you pronounce capybara?
And if you look at the case on the left, you will see our most valuable piece here at the museum. It's, it's beyond explanation, really.
Could you try?
I mean, of course, it's my job. I'm the curator and the tour guide. Of course, I can. Question is, should I? Would it be right for me, a mere mortal, to give definition to this beautiful piece?
I would say yes, it's your job. I'm paying for it. I expected you to be a mere mortal.
Well, I'm flattered firstly, thank you.
Why are you flattered?
Well, too many people look at my pale face and just assume I'm some sort of spirit, but I'm just anemic, really.
You don't get outside much in this job?
No, it's mostly just in here, you know, walking around, talking, occasionally dusting a little bit. It's a very small crew we've got here at the museum. I wish we could hire more cleaners, but we just don't get the tourists like we used to.
I think maybe you don't get many visitors, because I'm still not entirely sure what this museum is for. It's just listed as the museum.
Oh, we have all sorts of wonders, sir. All sorts of oddities and trinkets and...
Could you show me? Explain?
Well, yes. Any of them? Well, there's one behind this case, sir. I mean,
the glass is so dark. It's so tinted. I cannot see behind it.
You have to believe, sir.
Believe that there's something behind there.
Believe that you can see through the tinted glass.
Okay, I'm going to go up.
It's a test.
Right, I'm going to go up right close to the glass and kind of look through and shine my phone torch in. I'm seeing a vague outline. It does just look like a shoe, like just one shoe. Is this like a particularly famous shoe?
Define famous, sir.
I guess a shoe that belongs in a museum?
Exactly, sir.
Checkmate.
Hey everybody, it's Roger from Dunbracken 105.7 coming at you live from the Dunbracken Town Fair! Can I get a... Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, wow! It's so good to be here, guys. You know, we've been putting so much work into getting this fair up and running. We've got Paul to thank over there. Thank you so much. You've done a great job. We're all very happy to be here. And I'm just happy to see so many of my fans. Oh, wow. I'd love to invite anyone who wants to come up to the booth here, you know, if you want to do a little meet and greet. Or
me? Sir? Oh, sir?
Yeah.
Sir?
Come on up. Come on up.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Roger. Big fan. Listen every week. And then sometimes, like, I pirate it and listen again more times because it's hard to get... Because you're live. Sometimes I, like, record it.
Wow.
So then I can listen back.
That's, like, It's a little bit illegal, but it's okay. I don't mind that, actually. Yeah. It's quite fun. That's quite fun.
Like, there's only so much you on the radio, and then, like, but then if I have you in my ears, then I can have you whenever I want.
Wow. Yeah, thanks so much. Well, yeah. Surely being here at this moment must be really
it's
big for
you. It's really tough to, like, keep the words coming, because I feel like if I stop, I might die, because, like, my heart's big fan. I have, like, a poster of you in my room. And,
oh,
like,
my God.
But the poster's just blank, and it's, like, one of my tapes taped to, like, a white sheet, because I don't want to see you. I just want to hear you. Would you maybe, like, record, like, a voice note message?
Okay.
That, like, it doesn't have to say we're best friends right now, but
yeah,
it just...
Yeah, no, I can absolutely do that. Not a problem.
I don't want to, like, ghostwrite for you, so you can just say whatever you want.
I appreciate that, Tim. I've got you back. Don't worry, man.
Holy fuck.
Hey,
that's
guys, sorry.
No,
Tim
phone.
Can't come to the
that's
phone
my,
right
oh,
now.
Oh, that's my name. That's me.
Hey, guys,
shit,
sorry.
Chief.
Tim can't come to the phone right now. He's too busy hanging
phone.
Out with Roger Sterling from Dunbracken 105.7.
I can get his fingerprints
if you
off
need
my
him,
phone.
Maybe give me a call instead because we're best friends. I hope that was okay for you, Tim.
I might be having a heart attack.
Are you okay? Do you need me to... Hey, can we get somebody
yeah,
up
okay,
here?
It's okay, Roger.
I think...
I got this. I'll take care of this. I,
okay.
I got him.
Thank you.
Toast.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just checking to see if any wallets had been handed in to Lost and Found. Please. I can wait.
There has been 6 wallets handed in to Lost and Found. Could you be more specific?
Brown.
There have been 4 brown wallets handed in to Lost and Found. Could you be more specific?
There's family photo.
There have been 4 brown family photo contented wallets handed into Lost and Found. Could you be more specific?
Credit card from Coots.
There have been 3 brown family contented credit card from Boots. There has been 1. Is this your wallet? The other 3 had credit cards from Boots.
That's my wallet.
You have been more specific. You have won your wallet.
Is there any record of a pin that has been handed in to Lost and Find?
There have been 4 mislaid pins that have been handed into Lost and Found. 1? Wait, no. Would you be more specific? I almost gave you some clues.
Is there any that's associated with the Coots credit card?
Well, there have been 2 sticky notes for Coots pin cards handed into Lost and Found. Could you be more specific?
Can I have them both?
You have been more specific. You'll win the sticky notes.
I'm gonna cash out.
Well done.
Oh, Richard, how could you go without the IV drip? How are you surviving?
Oh my God, are you alright? Are you alright?
Oh, do you have any corn?
Someone seems to have put some sort of prank on you. There's custard in your IV.
Oh, it's just what I wanted.
I think it's what's making you sick.
Oh, I need to gather the strength for Richard. Help me up. Help me up.
Should I take the IV out?
No, put it into my sternum directly.
I feel like that seems like manslaughter at best.
No, do it. I need the adrenaline.
You know what? I'm just going to take it out and see if
you're
going to...
Just...
Okay, hold on. I'll help you up on your feet.
Thank you. Okay. Have you seen an old yellow man anywhere around? He looks just like me.
There's one like 10 feet from here. Is that him?
Oh! Corn. Richard!
I need corn!
Richard!
He has corn!
They're trying to take out my IV drip!
Timothy, we're so far away, I'll never get you in time. I haven't found the corn.
I think this is it for us. Get on the floor and crawl to me so we can die
I
looking
don't know.
In each other's eyes.
Slowly. Your arm's looking a lot better since I took the IV out.
I feel more energized, it's strange.
Yeah, I still...
I've been walking around.
What did we have in the IV drip before the custard?
Lucasy and Spork.
Oh.
All right. Glad to see you're feeling better.
Thanks.
I really thought that we were done for.
Yeah.
But, wow, you look peeled.
Yeah, I'm real really good.
And you know what, you guys? If you like corn, have you ever had considered popcorn?
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's like a corn, but it's heated so it pops and there's butter on it. I think you guys would love it.
Whoa. I was going to put butter in the shock of corn that I find.
You can do that too.
Warm, buttery corn.
Will popcorn fit in the IV drip?
Oh, now you're thinking.
Yeah. I'm just going to...
I've got it in the IV drip.
Crush it up. Oh.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Oh, Timothy.
Oh,
something happened.
Richard, I think this is it for me.
No.
Okay, you know what? I'm under too much demand today to deal with you two.
Oh, no. Timothy, look at my eyes while you die.
Oh, yeah.
We always promised each other. You're my best friend.
You're my best friend and brother. If I wish my mother had given birth to you as well.
I'll see you in hell. I'll
see you in corn hell.
Hey. I'm just going to take that beach.
Oh.
God, what a day at the fair we've had. Want to go get some corn?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is humiliating. How am I not tall enough for the teacup ride?
Well, at your height, there's a chance you might fall out the door.
Surely that's a bigger chance for tall people than short people. My center of gravity is so low.
No, because you see the door there? It's made of bars, which you could slip right through there with your teeny tiny frame. You might accidentally put your foot in there and get lost to the world.
I'm not going
to
put my foot in there. Why would a tall person not put their foot in there?
Ugh, you've got to respect Barry's decision.
Look, a lot of things went wrong last time and we just can't risk it.
We lost a small man here last year. Do you believe that? Huh? Do you want to end up like him?
We all remember last time, so I believe it. I 100%
Oh, so you'd rather take the risk?
I would,
you want to
yes.
go in there yourself and maybe never return, eh?
You're a savage.
Look, listen. My dad's watching us right now. Now, he's too scared to go on the teacup rides, but I said I'm brave enough, and if I get turned away, I'm going to be embarrassed.
That's just a sensible man.
Wait. Curry, come here. We can't make the man look foolish now.
Why did you come with me?
This was supposed to be a private aside between me and Curry himself.
Get out of the teacup.
Curry, although...
I thought you were gesturing me in. Okay.
Although you just told him to get out, I think we should maybe give him a chance.
Oh no!
It's stuck!
Somebody help! Somebody help!
Part 2 of the Town Fair will be out on Wednesday, the 27th of March. For more information on the podcast and when it will return, please follow @DunbrackenPod on Instagram. I mean, it will return on the 30th. April. Tuesday the 30th of April is when season 2 will be released. Okay, we're done now.